good to be with you guys. It's been a few months, and I know that some of you are saying, I got your number, Mark. You always showed up on the shared Sunday. Shared meals.
Smart guy.
That's right. When Dan told me that, and it's completely by coincidence. So, anyway, well, we just got back a couple weeks ago from Uganda. While we were there, we had the opportunity to celebrate 2 years. We started our ministry 2 years ago in Uganda, and we took in our first 10 students 2.5 years ago. We're now up to 29 boys and 5 girls, and we're taking in some more in August. So God is doing some really great things there. We've seen over the last couple years 2 dormitories built, the outbuildings, a classroom along with a computer lab, office, and our apartment is partially finished. So God has just been, oh my goodness, it's just amazing to see what he's been doing. To God be the glory for it all, because it really has been. And you guys have played a really significant part in that. You guys have been praying for us. Some of you have been giving to it. And it's just been great to be able to come home and say, see what God has done and see how he's used you in the process. And those of you guys who have been on our prayer team have hopefully been encouraged as you read through those things and see how God has been answering, that God has been doing some great things in 2 years. I look back at it and I'm just going like, it's only been 2 years? Wow. God has been doing some great stuff. So
awesome. So we did a celebration while we were there. Ugandans love to celebrate. I think all people love to celebrate. The funny thing is that in Uganda, a celebration is, what it means is food and speeches. Well, speeches first and then food. It's not our personal favorite. The speeches are often very long, and so I voted for games and cake, and I was completely outvoted, to the point of like laughing, like, why would we do games and cake when we can have food and speeches? So it was a cultural moment of reminder that my culture is different. What I consider to be a party is a very different thing. So anyways, we had speeches, and they were more delightful than normal because they were given by our students. Awesome. And they were specific to Launch Uganda's 2-year anniversary. And so we got to hear the students themselves speak of it, speak of the things that God had done in their lives. And that was really sweet. It was fun for us because you know some of the students' stories. Well, we know all of them, of course, but one of them, Alex, was talking about how that when he first came, he didn't know, that most of them didn't know how to submit to leadership. And in fact, there was a lot of confusion about that. And interestingly, his testimony of now was different than what you would think. Like, now I've learned to submit to leadership. He said, now I've learned to do all things for God, whether my leader is there or not. And I thought that was just a really cool thing. And one of the girls gave her the testimony, and we only have 5 girls. We actually, the girls have a harder time saying yes to the opportunity because we require 1 year of work, and it's hard work. And so this particular girl said, when Mama Carrie agreed to take me, I thought to myself, will I manage? Will I be able to do this? And she said, but I clung on to, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so it was just cool to kind of hear some of the things that we don't always hear that's going on inside of their minds. And so they spoke of the things that they've learned. One of our students who has put in his first year in school already in at university, he said his funny word, they use such funny words that it's just different than the way that we express ourselves. It's English, but it's different than how we express ourselves. He said, you know, all of the things that we are subjected to, like the discipleship that we're subjected to, and the work that we're subjected to, and the book studies that we're subjected to. He said all of these things have value, because when you go to school, you're going to be tested in all these things. And I just thought it was just fun, just listening to it. I had to go back and listen to the when I was writing the update, so some of you have heard these things before, but anyways, and then my last one that was my favorite, one of my favorites was Ivan, and Ivan said, you know, when we first saw the ones, the class before us, going around doing their garden work, we thought, let's just pray that Mama Carrie and Papa Mark will also accept us. He said, but the thing that we didn't know was that the work that we were going to do was not this garden work. It was making fence posts and digging fence posts and making bricks and all these things. So it was far harder than the first class had to do. We call our second class the builders. And he said there were times that we went off to ourselves and we spoke discouraging words to ourselves. And I thought, isn't that hilarious? How many times do I go off in the corner and speak discouraging words to myself? You know? Anyways, but then they would all circle back around to the things that God was teaching them through that. So it was really sweet to hear that. One of our challenges this time, and we are still in the middle of it, has been a real significant outbreak in typhoid. we had finally decided, we have a big struggle in terms of immunization. Typhoid is just all over Africa and all over Uganda, and it's just a regular thing that the kids deal with. Among our students, it's really spiked. The numbers have really spiked. And so we were taking them to go get immunized, which is a big deal. Like, the immunizations are not free. There's only one place in Uganda that has it. We have to get all the way there. It's at the capital city, and you have to be well before you can get it. And it costs money. It costs money for all the students. And so we finally said this week, okay, let's get them. So they all had to go in and get their blood drawn to see if they had typhoid. They all had typhoid. Like, out of 20, out of 15, about 13 of them had typhoid. So we are in the middle. As you pray for us, pray for wisdom, pray that the Lord will really bring some things to a conclusion, that they would get well enough that we can immunize them, and that the Lord would really show us what is happening with that. So that's a real big challenge for us right now.
Last thing I want to share with you is that a few months ago, or it was in May or so, that we had put in for a grant for the infrastructure of our farm. On June 13th, we got the word that grant was fully funded.
Yes.
And so we got solar. We got our well is going to become mechanized, so they're not pumping water anymore. There's wastewater management, just all kinds of things that are going to be over the next couple of months we'll be able to get completed. So we're just rejoicing in the Lord over that. It's just another one of his great provisions for us. So God is just, he continues to work. We love being the tip of the spear, but knowing that we have so many people behind us on this side continuing to push this ministry forward. And so we just continue to covet your prayers. If you are interested in getting on our newsletter, and you'll get some of this information that we give, but you'll get it when we're not even here. Or if you would like to be a part of our prayer team, which is a really significant, we've got about 110 people on our prayer team, and we send out bi-monthly requests. And so we give you specific things to pray for so that then you will also see specific answers. So if that was something that you would like to be a part of, please come see us afterwards. We just need to get a name and an email address so that those things can be sent there. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for... So, thank you.
Let's pray. Come over here. Father, I thank you so much for 2 years and your victories and some just recent ones. But at the same time, there's always challenges. Right now, we're talking about a physical challenge of this typhoid in the students. Father, we pray for health there. We pray for your work of reviving them, revitalizing their bodies, getting them past the typhoid and able to be immunized and get on with life there. Wisdom is needed for these two. Provision is needed financially. Father, thank you that this grant came through. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it came through a human agency, but Lord God, you're the one that puts pieces in place. So thank you. Father, whatever else is going to be needed here in their future, keep them healthy. Father, protect Mark's folks there at home while they are gone to and from Uganda. Father, we love these guys. We thank you for using them and that we can be part of their ministry, even from a distance. And Lord, if there's somebody here that you want to go to taste and smell what's going on, put it on their heart and make a way for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Love you guys.
And you are able to stay for the meal today.
You got discussion questions to ask, get hold of them. Would you put that back on there for me? Thank you so much. Amen. And I'd like to stop right there, Olivia. We're not going to go to the next song because the subject I'd like to get into in Philippians chapter 3 is that right there of Him returning, Him calling us home. Father, I bow before you. We have a promise in front of us. It has obviously not happened yet. Lord, I am one that does believe you at your word that you are sending Jesus back again. Between now and then, there is nothing that can pluck us from your hand. Father, with that song in our mind, I pray that you would lead us into this wonderful set of verses in Philippians 3. More than reminders, it is impetus to worship and to worship deeply. We're in your hands, and we thank you for your Spirit and the way that you know how to work in each one of us at our particular place in life. And spiritual maturity. So we ask that that work could be done for your glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, let's stand together. That'll get your blood going the right direction for a moment. Let the kids out. We're going to dismiss the nursery. And I'm going to go to the podium. And so, Father, thank you that you've given us your word. You've left it with us. And your Holy Spirit, Lord, that it drives it into our heart and mind. Thank you so much. Father, help us to have ears to hear it this morning, and hearts to receive it, and a mind, Lord, that says, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. We pray for your work in our little guys, as some of them will be going into the nursery. Thank you for that ministry and for those that are willing to give up their time in here to do that. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
It's good to see you. Yes. Yes. So just prior to the pushing of the button on the recording here, Claudia, I don't usually embarrass people, and I'm not trying to embarrass people like you, but I got a little email.